morning. Try to answer your questions.
Just with Case's last game, is he taking steps forward every week? Do you get the sense, or has he kind of been the same guy all along?
No, I think he's making improvements each week. I think that happens when you get a guy that plays game after game after game. And, he's earned the trust of the players he plays with, and the team, the coaches, and we're looking forward to him going out this week and even playing better.
We're able to get a couple of really nice runs with the imbalanced offensive line against Washington. Just what did that give you, and how do you know when to go with that?
It's just strategy that we used against the Redskins. We went unbalanced on a handful of runs, and we were able to pop some. So, teams you play respond to it differently, and we felt like that was good against Washington.
Talked before about how you kind of have allowed your offense to kind of evolve over the years and incorporate new things, and you talked about Chip Kelly teaching some stuff. Where do you look for inspiration for new stuff? Is it college, pros? Do you just sit down with pen and paper and allow stuff to kind of come to you, or what's kind of your process?
Well, my mindset is I try to learn something every day, and I'm always watching film not only of ourselves and our opponents, but other teams. You know, it's very easy to do with the technology the way it is, and then you just take the things from your background. It's been documented many times, but I have a West Coast background in terms of what you tell the quarterbacks, and there's many different definitions of that. Then I went off on my own and incorporated some other things, keeping that background in terms of the quarterback. And then I had the experience of being with Chip in Philadelphia, which a lot of new things that were coming into the NFL from the college game. So to be able to work with him and help kind of build the Eagles offense at that time, we did some things that helped us be pretty explosive on offense. So you kind of lean on the experience of your past. I certainly lean on our offensive staff, who has good ideas. And then as you build a system, there are a lot of good ideas, but it has to be a good idea that fits with what you do and what your players can do. And, how do you call it? How do you execute it? What do you tell the quarterback to do? What if they don't line up that way? So there's all those things that you think through so that you're not a play behind.
Your offense is so diverse. How do you make sure your personnel can handle that? Is it on them to be smart, or is it on you to boil it down for them?
Well, I think we meet each other right in the middle. Fortunately, we have some very smart players that have a feel for conceptual football. And then, you start really teaching it in the offseason, and you build a foundation of how you function from cadence to how you line up. And I'm constantly looking for ways to say what we do in fewer words. And so you can execute it quicker. It's easier for me to say, it's easier for the players, and then they can go out. If you knock out a layer of learning, then the players can get lined up quicker and they actually play faster, and that's what you're looking for.
What do you say about Case to be able to come in as a free agent this offseason, pick things up quickly then, and like you said, grow kind of as the week goes on?
Well, I think quarterbacks are, most quarterbacks have been in different systems, and by the nature of the position, they're smart, instinctive guys, and so they're used to learning new offenses and new ways to say things, and they're kind of conceptual and how they approach it, and so that's helped Case and served him well, having been other places. And then it's just a matter of committing yourself and devoting yourself to what we do and how we call it and how we want to function, and he's done all that as well.
You just mentioned kind of reducing, I don't know if the amount of language or terminology.
Sure.
And is that much further along than say a year ago or the start of the season, or what time?
It's constantly evolving, and so the longer you're with a group of players, the better they can hear it, get lined up. So it evolves. I think offenses evolve. You have your core set of plays that you run. Each week you look at your opponent and you have your core set of game plan plays that kind of go kind of parallel to the ones you're going to run most of the time. And then you have your adjustments that you make. So, and then you just try to give the players the best things that you know, the things that they can use to execute well.
Has there been some personal validation for you with how well things have worked? I mean, all the moving, Diggs misses some games, you lose your running back, your quarterback situation being what it is. Yeah. I mean, it seems like no matter who's in there, they're able to do what you want.
Yeah, I mean, it's a credit to the players. I tell them all the time, and I really believe this, it's not the plays, it's the players. And we've got a really good group here. We don't make injuries a part of our daily conversation. We don't make excuses for who's in there, who's not in there. We don't let other people do it for us. And we trust every guy on our offensive roster that he's going to go in the game and help us win the game. And they demand that from themselves. And so that's our approach. And so, you know, we've played many different players. And you've seen where they've all, to their credit, and it's really the players, to their credit, they've gone in and done a good job.
They have several of the same personnel as a couple years ago when they were running like a 4-3 with Hollander, Wade Phillips, a 3-4, and they've moved a couple guys, I guess. What do you see when you prepare for the Rams, Steve?
Well, this is a classic, you know, Wade Phillips defense, and they're very tough to attack. You know, they've got really good players. You know, they play five on the line quite a bit, but they will play nickel. They got good coverage in the back end, so they'll play as much man as they feel like they want to against you. And they're a team that gets negative factor plays for the offense. You know, you're seeing lots of sacks, lots of turnovers, lots of bad stuff for the offense. And so we've got to try to minimize or eliminate those kind of plays so that we can stay on schedule.
Good.